Dr. Manhattan begins to lose his practical sense of what will help humanity and what will hurt humanity. And that's one of the interesting things to watch as well, is how someone who can see so much and comprehend so much about the way that the world works is so at sea with understanding what will be best for humanity. It was a role I didn't exactly know how to approach, so to have so much source material was invaluable. It just imagines what people who dress up to fight crime might actually be like. What psychologically would be going on in someone who decides to dress up in a costume and take on thugs? And then he introduces into that an actual super being who's completely amoral. I did very little but put on a kind of intricate pair of pajamas. They did a lot of photographs and intricate studies of my physique and my face, and they did a laser scan of my face, and so I had a mask that I'd put on every morning. I had this map on my face, which the computer would recognize and could calibrate to each of my muscles in my face. And so basically I was manipulating the puppet that they had generated in the computer. I also, on the suit that I wore, it was elaborately fitted with lights. So I was a lighting instrument for the other actors, essentially. I think Alan Moore wrote the story to kind of put an end to superhero stories. This is what would really happen if these super beings existed. It's unlike anything I've seen before.